In the U.S., the term Black Friday was first used to describe what? Plunging gold prices, historic holiday spending, stock market collapse, or retail profit surge? Back in 1869, the U.S. gold market collapsed on Black Friday.
Black Friday. Sounds kind of scary. And it was. Black Friday first referred to the collapse of the U.S. gold market in 1869. A century later, Philadelphia police used Black Friday to describe chaos and congestion. Downtown streets were clogged with hordes of shoppers headed to the big department stores. Retailers hated the term, but then tried to reinvent it. It was the day their profits went from red to black. So they said. Black Friday really started catching on in the 80s and 90s, pushed by the growth of big box stores. Today, it's all about bargains, and Black Friday's dark roots are for the history books.
Now, Small Business Saturdays, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday are all on the shopping season calendar. But for Black Friday itself, a new record was set this year, with Americans spending $7.4 billion in online sales alone. Adobe Analytics says almost 40% of those sales were made through smartphones, indicating that shoppers were getting more comfortable buying Christmas and holiday gifts on smaller screens. Nerf and Paw Patrol toys, video games and the Nintendo Switch, Apple products and Samsung TVs. These are some of the most popular items sold online. There were also a lot of online purchases that were picked up in brick-and-mortar stores so people could bypass checkout lines. CNBC reports that this year's Black Friday was the second biggest online shopping day in history behind Cyber Monday of last year. But experts expect that today's Cyber Monday will set an all-time online spending record.